Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. A little bit longer with Steelers Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. By the way, you can listen to this show, Pomp and Joe, on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Hokie, with the game being at 9:30 and you being part of the post-game TV coverage, do you have any idea how that schedule is working out? Because Pomp and Richie Walsh are both across the pond.
Yeah, we're not going to do the post-game show. Unfortunately, I love doing that show. We're not doing it on Sunday because of that, right? Because you've got Pomp over there in Ireland, you've got Richie over there, so it's just going to be me and so we're not going to do it this week.
Okay, so there's a little bit of TV news for you. If you look forward to the extra point is what you guys still call it, right? I mean, I feel like I watch it
absolutely
all the time.
It's a great show, man. I have a great time working with both those guys. And working with Pomp every single week, he's just a phenomenal guy, and enjoy working with him.
So a little programming note there from our friend Chris Hoke. Hokie, how would you grade Aaron Rodgers so far through three games?
Listen, I think Aaron's been playing good football. I would give him a B plus, maybe an A minus, but a B plus, a solid, solid B plus. And I think a couple of reasons why. I'll let you know why. I think he's been really, really solid in the red zone, right? I mean, really, he's 75% completion in the red zone. He has 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. And so lights out in the red zone. And that's why I believe a big reason why they're 2-1 right now in this season, right? Because of his efficiency in the red zone. Yeah, he has 3 interceptions in the season. I think one of those, of course, it goes on the stat sheet, but it's not credited to him. You remember the one Calvin Austin came off and hit the ball, and it was intended for Freiermuth, it was intercepted. So, but I think for me that those are very positive things there. He's doing a good job of being a leader and elevating the play of a lot of guys, but they still got to get better. I think where the thing that I would say is, he's not as elusive. I remember playing against Aaron Rodgers, and he was able to run, and you had to be mindful of that and cognizant of that he could escape the pocket and run. He can't do that anymore. So it makes it a little easier for defensive linemen to pin their ears back and tee off because they know where he's going to be. Yeah, they're running play action, but when he does drop back pass, the reality is you know where he's going to go, and you're not having to worry about him escaping in the rush lanes. You don't have to worry about rush lanes really with him. We've seen him a couple times get out on the edge and try to run for first down. The first time he thought he'd be able to outrun to the corner, and he realized he couldn't. He lowered his shoulder. And the other time he tried to get to the corner and he just slid. So, but I still think he's above the line quarterback. I still think that he is doing a great job. And one of the reasons why the Steelers are 2-1.
It really feels like, too, that everything we heard about Aaron Rodgers was not the case. I mean, it really sounded like this guy would be a handful to deal with for everybody involved, that it would be very difficult, diva-like tendencies almost, yeah. And it seems like it's been the complete opposite.
It seems like it's always like that, right? I mean, you hear things about guys. I remember Russell Wilson, you know, he didn't work out here, but he wasn't the diva that we were told he was when he was in Denver, right? I mean, he came here and he was a consummate pro, and he worked. And Aaron Rodgers, he's not the guy that is being represented. And I think there's a lot more to that, that the reason why the people are labeling Aaron Rodgers a certain way or saying he's a certain way, I think it's less about his football play and what he's like as a teammate, but it's more about what he says and what he does off the field and outside of that locker room, that why he's gotten that reputation. But everybody that you talk to that's on the inside of the Steelers think tank, if you will, are saying that he's just been nothing but phenomenal with the team.
You think it meant a little bit more to him last week when he officially passed Brett Favre on the all-time touchdown list?
I think it's just hardware that he gets along the way. I think it's just stats that he gets along the way. I don't think he looks at it and says, I got to beat Brett Favre. I think maybe this one's a little extra special, right? Because it is Brett Favre. It's the guy that mentored him, the guy that he learned from for several years before he got in the starting lineup. So maybe a little bit special, but I think for him, he's not looking at all those things right now. I think he's looking at just trying to win ball games. And he truly is professional in terms of he's trying to figure out a way to get these Steelers to win a playoff game and get the Super Bowl.
What is it like to walk that fine line in terms of being a mentor? Like Rodgers and what he's been criticized of the last handful of years, where he's somebody who is in his final playing days, but he has to help rise up the next guy perhaps. Like a situation that you may have been in, the Steelers draft Ziggy Hood, sure, in the first round. The Steelers then draft Cam Hayward in the first round. Two first-round picks at your position, Hokie. Like what is it? How is it mentally working that in while you're also thinking, this guy realistically is here to replace me?
Sure, sure. And the reality is it doesn't take much effort to be a mentor. You don't have to do a special breakfast with someone or take someone to lunch or go hang out with them and their girlfriend or their kids on a Friday night. That's not what's being asked of you. What's being asked of you is just be a good teammate, right? And you have all this experience, you have all this wisdom, all this knowledge. When you see something, share some of it with them. You know, make a correction if you see something, or when you're watching film, you know, be willing to open up and share, and just being, it's just being open. It's just being a great teammate and a consummate pro. And you're not being asked to do anything special. Just do those things, and you'll be able to be a mentor to someone and teach them far beyond, than you can think. Be cool to them. Just be kind, and it doesn't take a lot of effort to do that.
50-minute mark on the Fan. We are a few minutes away from that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Roman Wilson so far this season, he has played in all three games. He has dressed in all three games. Just one reception, though, for 7 yards. Why is it so hard for this kid to get on the field and make an impact? I understand that he's not DK Metcalf or Calvin Austin, but it almost feels like he's not being given much of a shot to do it.
Well, we don't know if he's not a Calvin Austin yet. I don't think he's had enough of a sample size to know who he's going to be. He's going to be called on at some point in this season. It's a long season. We're 3 weeks into a 17-game season. And so he's going to be thrown in there at some point. He's got to be ready. He's got to stay mentally strong, mentally tough, mentally sharp, so that when his number's called, you know, he doesn't miss that chance to blow, right? Like Eminem once said. And he's got to be ready to go. But right now, the Steelers, the way that they like to play offense, they like to go multiple tight end sets. They like to go either, you know, three tights and one back, one receiver, one back, or, you know, they're going two tights and two receivers a lot of times. And so there's just not a lot enough hats for people to get on the field, right? You have who are you going to take off to put them on? It's kind of the way you got to look at it. And so he's just got to be, continue to work, continue to prepare, continue to improve and sharpen his sword, if you will, in terms of his skill set. So when his number is called, he can say, hey, listen, I deserve some more reps. I deserve some more looks. But right now you got to look at it the other way and say, who would you take off the field to get him on?
I think Calvin Austin too is a good player to compare him to. Not that they're the exact same guy. I mean, Calvin Austin, very undersized, but also has speed like very few players in the league. But if you think about where he was, missed his whole rookie season due to injury. He didn't play in a single game, didn't dress for a single game. He did play in all 17 games his second year, but only had 17 catches for 180 and a touchdown. It wasn't until that third year in 2024, last season, where we finally saw anything from this guy. So that is what makes me think, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit here, and Roman Wilson could have something. It might just take a couple of years to get there.
I think so. I think you're right. I think he just needs to be patient, right? And again, the personal packages they like to use, you know, doesn't help. They're not going three receivers a lot. And so, you know, he's not getting on the field a lot, but he's just got to be ready. And you're right. It sometimes it just takes waiting and waiting and waiting. And once you get in, take advantage of the opportunity. Calvin Austin III, I mean, they're very similar, but they're also very different too. I mean, Roman Wilson is more of a bigger, stronger guy. Calvin Austin won't ever say that he's a big, strong guy. He is fast and he's athletic and he can make difficult catches. But I think that Roman Wilson, one part of his reputation coming out, he's a big, strong, physical guy. He can make the big, difficult catch up in combat catches. And so I'm excited to see that in live action on Sunday nights and primetime games when the lights are on. But the young fella just needs to be patient and continue to work, and his opportunity will come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
When it comes to the defense the Steelers will face on Sunday, it is one that is run by Brian Flores, who used to be in Pittsburgh. He had really the revival season with the Steelers after everything he was going through with the Dolphins and all of the stuff off the field that got created from that. What is it about a Brian Flores defense that you've noticed, Hokie, that makes it so challenging for offenses to face?
Well, I tell you what, he does a great job of preparing his players. That you can watch film and know that they're very well prepared. They understand what he's asking them to do because there's not a lot of mistakes made. And they do a good job of disguising coverage. And so, you know, going against a guy like Aaron Rodgers, it won't be as impactful on the game. But you go against guys that are younger or guys that aren't as experienced. You know, he's rolling from cover two to cover three, from a man to zone, and he'll do multiple times within the cadence of a play. And so you've got to be ready and knowing that I got to read a defense in real time, not take a snapshot and go from what I saw at the snap. He's also very good and creative at attacking the weaknesses of an offense. And he will have schemes and he will have strategies that go after the edges of the Steelers' offensive line against Broderick Jones and Faiutanu and see if he can get a winning edge there on the outside. So there's a lot he's going to do to try to exploit the weaknesses of the Steelers' defense. But the reality was they got a good offense. They got a good defense too, excuse me. They got good players. And so this is going to be a big-time challenge for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, they're going to have a tough time running the football, and we're going to see that. And the Steelers want to try to improve there. We're going to see if the Steelers can against a formidable opponent in defense.
Do you think when Flores was in Pittsburgh, he should have gotten a little bit more power, a little bit more say in the defense?
I just think when you come here to the Steelers, if you're a defensive coach, you got Coach Tomlin, who's a defensive-minded guy. And so, yeah, because you can argue either way, but the reality is you know what you're getting into when you come. So I would say the answer is no, because that's the reality of the situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Coach Tomlin was a great D coordinator and great defensive coach before he came. I know people will argue that the defense isn't playing well right now, but I would argue that the players just got to go out there and execute. And they can be better. Everybody takes blame, but I think that Coach Tomlin, does what he does, and Flores got exactly what he knew he was going to get when he came.
The Steelers are a slight underdog in this game on Sunday morning in Dublin against the Vikings. Hokie, do you think they pull it off? This is a very meaningful game for the Rooney family. It's something that Dan Rooney would have loved to see, a regular season game in Ireland.
100%. I think it's going to be a home game. We are the home team, but I really think there's going to be a lot of Steeler fans just because of the work that the Steelers have put into Ireland over the years and with the relationship the Rooneys have with Ireland and with the government. And so I'm sure there's a little more access, a little more things they've done in preparation for this game to get to brew up the excitement. It's going to be a tough challenge. I see the Steelers put up a big fight. I think I don't think the Steelers are ever going to get blown out in a game, Donnie. I think that, every game this year, they're going to be in it to some degree. And if they lose, it's going to lose, late in the fourth quarter or just, with a tight margin, because with Coach Tomlin led team, they're always going to find a way to compete. They're always going to find a way to fight. But I do think that this is going to be a tough one with the Steelers. I do expect them to lose this game in a tight ball game. I look at the Vikings. They've been over there quite a bit, over to Europe, to England, and now in Dublin. They're undefeated in Europe, and so are in Great Britain. So the reality is, we'll see what's going to happen. But this is going to be a tough game. Carson Wentz is going to be a positive for them. I know he's not JJ McCarthy, but the guy's got weapons, and the guy can throw the football, as he showed last week against the Bengals. They're not going to get the five takeaways like the Steelers did last week, but they moved the football and they were very, very explosive on offense, and they're getting Jordan Addison back. So this is going to be a very tough game for the Steelers, and I expect them to lose a tight ball game.
A big one in your household tomorrow night, Hokie. Lincoln and his North Allegheny squad taking on Central Catholic. That's one of the biggest ones in the area tomorrow night. Hope he's ready to go for that one.
Well, I do too. Listen, the reality is the Central Catholics, always the best team in the Whippeel year in and year out. You can argue why, but the reality is they're really, really good again this year. They're loaded with Division I talent, and it starts on their offensive line. And so Lincoln's going to have a big-time challenge tomorrow night. We're going to have to play our best game to even have a chance to be in the ball game in the fourth quarter. That's how good they are. But I'm just working with Lincoln on just the mental part of it, right? I just continue to help him to understand the importance of the mindset and your mental toughness and the mental preparation it takes to play in a game of this caliber. Not get caught up in the excitement of the game, but just go out there and focus on what you got to do. Coach Tomlin used to say, nameless gray faces. And that's kind of what I see. Going out there, understand that you're playing against – don't get caught up in who you're playing, but to go out there and just play. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Hopefully it'll be an exciting game. We won't get blown out like we did in the Whippeel Championship game, because that was awful. But they got a very, very great team. It's going to be a tough challenge for us to even be in the game in the fourth.
Now, I never had a prayer to play at the Division I level when I was in high school, but I would get a little bit hyped up when I knew that somebody I was going up against one-on-one for the most part in a game did have those aspirations. Do you find yourself, even though Lincoln is a Pitt recruit, he's a Power 4 D1 kid, do you hype him up a little bit more in these situations when, Central Catholic, it's five guys that are all playing D1 football come this time next year?
You know what? I don't. I try not to ride the roller coaster, Donnie. The reality is we watch film together. I break down the film every Saturday morning. I'm up before he even thinks about waking up. I'm breaking down that film and we watch film together, and I give him a grade sheet, and I break down technique in every single play. And I just tell him, listen, exactly what I said earlier in the show, son, don't go out there and try to make plays on Friday night. Go out there and play great technique. And I would say he probably has the best technique in the Whippeel he plays like a Pittsburgh Steeler play when I played. You know, he plays like a Casey Hampton. He plays like an Aaron Smith and a Brett Kiesel. Just, it's all about technique. And so, you know, there's no secret that he's, you know, 6'1", 265. He's not 6'4", 390. And runs like a Clydesdale. But the reality is that he plays impeccable technique, and he sticks to that, and he plays that, and he lets his technique make plays rather than letting plays go out there trying to make plays. And that's why he's having success. And I'm really proud of him because he's humble and he wants to be great. He loves the game of football. He eats, drinks, and sleeps it. And I'm excited for him to go play for Narduzzi and Coach Dallas, who have done an amazing job in recruiting. I tell you what, there's been a lot of talk about recruiting and the Whippy and all that. Those suckers recruited, man. And Tim Dowse, the D-line coach for Pitt, did an incredible job. He's a great man, a great coach, and he's the reason why Lincoln chose Pitt. And I'm excited for this game Friday night. I'm excited for Lincoln's future at Pitt and see where it goes.
Chris Hoke, a 2-time Super Bowl champ with the Steelers. Hokey, this was awesome. This was a very fun hour. Thanks for taking the time, man.
Appreciate you, Donnie, and God bless him. Have a great weekend.
There we go. Chris Hoke, the former Steeler, a big one for his son Lincoln. Tomorrow night, a big one for the Steelers on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.